Joining us at this time is Kate Lucchini, the director from Downtown Lynn Cultural District. And Kate, you have Rock the Block coming up this Saturday afternoon. Tell us about that.
We do. It's a festival with a little bit of everything, and it's right here in Downtown Lynn in the Cultural District. It's going to have five live bands, all local, including headliner Tiger Man Woe, who's a big hit. They played Boston Calling this past year. It's also going to have a ton of family activities that are going to take place at the Lynn Museum Park. Food, Bentwater Brewery Beer Tent is going to be there. Bentwater is a great new addition to Lynn, already a huge favorite of locals in the area.
Yeah. And again, this is from 1 to 7. What do people have to do to participate in this other than to show up?
Really, people just need to show up. I mean, we have a Facebook event set up, and if you go to Facebook and check out the Downtown Lynn Cultural District, and that'll give you ideas of where to park, like the MBTA Garage here in Lynn. But really, once you get here, you can just enjoy the day. The music and entertainment is all free. We're going to have a food truck from Cafe 39, a local place that has banh mi sandwiches and bubble tea. We have some other food available. John's Roast Beef is going to do a slider-to-cider eating competition, real Coney style, at 5 p.m. on Saturday. And basically, it's just going to be activities all day. Oh, and we're going to have a bunch of artists and makers who are going to be vendors. We're closing Mount Vernon Street, and it's going to be an open-air market throughout the day from 1 to 7.
Great. Give me a quick note on the Lynn Cultural District itself, a little description of what it is and what's involved with the Lynn Cultural District.
Yes, the Cultural District was established about 4 years ago, and we were one of the first state-designated cultural districts here in Massachusetts. And we were selected, and we applied, and we went through a rigorous process. But the reason we were recognized is because Downtown Lynn has such a rich mix of cultural assets. We have, museums and galleries and the auditorium and places like the Diner and High Rock Tower. So really, between all of those things, Lynn's a really vibrant place to have something like a festival.
Good. All right, well, Kate, good talking with you. Best of luck on the event this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Kate Lucchini, the director of the Downtown Lynn Cultural District, here with us on MSO NewSports.com.